We're telling Myra stories.
I this show, we should probably like introduce ourselves and the cast of characters.
People know who we are.
Do they?
Yes. And if they don't, I don't care.
You don't care.
They can find out.
Okay.
You know, it only
we
says
we should have
it,
little bios.
It only says it on the web page, the Facebook page, the group, the everything. I mean,
right, but does it say what Myra is? No.
They can
you can
explain it if you feel like it. It's been a while.
Well, okay. Welcome to the Squirrel Report, everyone. My name is Brita. Alan is the curmudgeon of the show.
You say that like I'm the only one.
And then there's Jay, who is great.
Hey.
I'm the token extrovert. I'm also slightly insane, so don't mind me.
Okay. So anyway, back to the story. I guess we were telling Myra stories. Myra is my turtle. I've had her since I was 19 years old.
So 5 or 6 years?
I'm currently not 19 anymore. For a long time. Decades. I don't know what the story... Jay, okay. So we were setting up for the show and there's this weird sound. And Jay, make the sound.
I hope.
There it is.
It's my microphone brushing against my beard.
Right. And so I said, what is that sound? And we try to figure it out and turned out it was Jay's beard brushing against his microphone. And Alan says, do you have crickets, Jay? And Jay says, I have crickets in my beard. And then Jay says, does Myra eat crickets? And I said, yes, Myra eats crickets. And she basically will eat most anything she can catch. People really think of turtles as kind of like this, like happy going slow eating, and granted there are turtles and tortoises that they are complete vegetarians and all they eat is vegetables and fruits and everything. But my turtle is a carnivore.
She's a vicious carnivore too.
She is. And she is definitely a predator.
Yep.
And if you watch her, she walks around hunting all the time.
She's
always on the alert for things to catch and eat. Yeah. And
tank.
Yeah. And but I'm the cautious mom. I don't know, I assume she knows what's good for her to eat. Although I get a little squicky about like centipedes and millipedes and unknown grub type items. I don't know.
Have you ever told Myra to spit that out? Spit that out right now.
I have actually tried to take things out of her mouth, and that doesn't go very well. So, kids today, I don't know.
A good way for Myra's diet to include Brita's fingers?
Yes. Yes. Watch your toes around Myra because she will try to take a bite.
You told me there have been toe incidents.
Totally. If you're sitting around, and I used to let Myra kind of roam free in rooms, and I still sometimes occasionally will do that and let her just kind of walk around by herself and under supervision, of course. But you get accustomed to the feeling of the little turtle breath against your skin because it's like colder than, it's like a cold little breath. And you look down and there she is taking a look at your toe thinking maybe it looks pretty tasty today. I don't know. This looks like it's made out of meat.
Well, it is.
I have a big struggle with her trying to get her to eat like fruits and vegetables. I just figured it is what it is. I mean, like I think of her real life, like turtle, box turtles out in the wild. Like they're not having little like kale salads and fresh strawberries all the time. They're mostly eating bugs and whatever crap they can find. So, so there you go. Myra update.
So basically, Myra is a very small Bear Grylls.
Pretty much.
What's great about what I love about Myra is when you watch her eat, And she is, she's not just a carnivore. She is a, she revels in it. You know, when she eats a worm, she gets in there and just nom, 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 nom. She gets it all over her face. You know, it's like, you know, she loves being a carnivore.
Yeah. And here's another thing. They always say that cats will kill for sport and, you know, play with something to death. Myra will do the same thing. If she's not hungry and you give her a worm, she will just mangle it until it's dead and then walk away.
Yeah, because only people kill for sport.
Yeah, I don't know what goes on in a turtle's brain, but, you know, I've lived with her for 26 years, and I know what I know. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think any predator will kill for sport if they get a chance. That's just how they are.
Keep skills sharp.
Yeah.
Also, I want to make a note. Myra eats a lot of, like, mealworms and superworms. And for a long time, I wouldn't buy her superworms because they freaked me out. Because they were so, like, they have little faces. And, but I have to tell you that, you know, when you go to the grocery store and, like, certain things are in season and certain, you know, like right now, it's like a big, it's like the berry season. You can get berries for cheap and the berries are gorgeous and beautiful and ripe and huge. Well, the same thing goes for superworms. Oh my God.
There is a superworm season. See, folks, you learn. You learn from the
squirrel. They're disturbingly huge. Like, ugh, you know. So
are they approaching like snack size or?
They're big.
Their little faces go, help me, help me.
They fight back when she bites them. And she gets all annoyed because they're grabbing at her face and stuff. And so she tries all the time to like bite them in the head so that they're not grabbing her at her face. But it's like Wild Kingdom in my house. Yeah. Anywho, how was your week, guys?
It's fair.
Yeah.
Been busy.
Yeah.
Busy week. I'm out a good chunk of next week, so I'm trying to like get next week's stuff done this week, which very rarely actually works.
No, it never works.
It doesn't.
Because there's always more stuff.
People just make new stuff for you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well just give up now. And
never mind.
Yeah. Pretend you're on vacation already or whatever you're doing. Is it work or vacation?
Yes.
Okay. A little both.
I'm out Monday because we're going up to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
So we're going up.
Have you ever been there before?
Doing the part. I have. I was trying to remember. I was like, I don't know, like 13, 14. I was a teenager, a little bro, as my son would put it. And all I remember is that they have little paddle boats you can take out on a little lake there.
Is it like Willy Wonka with the chocolate river?
No, it's not a chocolate river.
Oh, damn it.
But we got out like in the very epicenter of the lake, and then a giant thunderstorm rolled in, and it became like this baton death march back to the shore, frantic paddling. And looking back, it was humorous, but we thought we were going to die. So that's like really the one thing I remember. So we want to see if we can, you know, kill our daughter. So, you know, we're going to bring her back and see if there's going to be lightning strikes in the area.
But there is like a whole chocolate thing in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they have chocolate rivers, though.
Well, I'm disappointed.
So, well, you know. But they have like, you know, everything shaped like Hershey Kisses and blah, blah, blah. So.
Oh. Okay.
It's going to be good for, you know, someone trying to stick to a diet. So
I have to tell you that I think Hershey's milk chocolate is disgusting. It is the worst milk chocolate I've ever had in my life. I'm just putting it out there. The milk they use, it tastes like the milk has gone off. Controversial opinion.
Well, it's like, like super mass, you know, it's a lot like pasta. You know, if you've ever had like fresh homemade pasta and then compare it to like Prince spaghetti, it's like, what is this crap? And why do they package it pretending it's pasta? The problem is it's insanely convenient and really cheap.
Yeah.
And that's the upside. You know, I don't mind inferior pasta when it costs me 80 cents a box and I can feed a right. family with it, you know?
Well, especially when the ones you're feeding aren't going to care.
Right. Right.
I'm fully expecting, you know, controversy in the Squirrel Port Facebook group.
I don't see why. I've always thought that.
I don't know. Some people are real Hershey's, like.
It's like lowest common denominator chocolate.
I will not eat Hershey's milk chocolate. Like, even if I'm having the worst PMS chocolate craving of my life, I will not eat Hershey's milk chocolate.
I like the Hershey Kisses.
It's disgusting.
So, Brita, what is your go-to chocolate?
I like dark chocolate. So I usually like buy one of those like dark chocolate bars that you get in the fancy grocery store aisle. You know.
You go to Whole Foods.
I do, but I usually buy cheese there. I spend
you get like artisanal chocolate. It's made by trolls in the mountains.
I tend to splurge on my chocolate. And the milk chocolate from Hershey's is just appalling. I mean, Cadbury's makes excellent milk chocolate.
I think the best chocolate I have, who makes that flake bar? Is that Cadbury's?
That's Cadbury's.
Yeah, I like the chocolate that's in that flake bar.
Yeah.
That's really good. But
Never even heard of a flake bar.
It's a European thing.
I was afraid you were going to ask that.
You have to get them at like World Market or.
It's like I think England, Ireland has flake bars. Yeah. Jay, chocolate.
I know it's kind of a toss up. It's kind of a toss up between the Lindt chocolates.
Oh, Lindt is good. Godiva is also good. Yeah.
Yeah, Godiva. Don't make the mistake of like wolfing down Godiva. It's to be savored.
I like those that Moe's bacon bar. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well, the bacon makes everything.
Vosges chocolate.
Yeah,
I don't know how to pronounce it, but Vosges. Yeah, that's very good.
My brain always wants to make it Vosges, like you know, snossages.
Like, I don't think that's what it is.
I'm sure it's not, but my brain does weird things. The other one I really liked, I got it a couple of times at World Market. I haven't seen it since. There was a Tabasco dark chocolate that was really good. It was like
I can totally see that.
It was dark, like dark chocolate.
Totally see that.
Like
yep.
Spicy dark chocolate. It was good. And I have I think we talked about it once before. Maybe I have the 23andMe told me I have the gene that prefers vanilla ice cream to chocolate.
Uh-huh.
But I prefer chocolate milkshakes to vanilla milkshakes.
Vanilla milkshakes are like, why bother? It's just milk.
Yeah, seriously, well, it's just cold milk.
And I think it's because chocolate ice cream is a little, it almost crosses the bitter line for me.
Mm.
And I mean, I like it, but you know.
Yeah, it probably has something to do with your super taster weird thing.
But boy, they nailed that. If I had a quart of chocolate ice cream and a quart of vanilla in front of me, I'd probably eat the vanilla first. Not saying I wouldn't eat the chocolate, but I'd definitely eat the vanilla first.
I think your super taster thing should be considered a disability.
Well, you know, I have a lot of those. I'm left-handed. And
anyone that prefers vanilla ice cream to chocolate is disabled.
I think so. Something wrong there.
I believe Hank Hill said it best when he said, that boy ain't right.
Ain't right.
So, did y'all see the latest news about Baltimore?
Oh, God, what now? It has actually been taken over. You mean that what the hell is his name there? Elijah Cummings' house was burglarized.
Yeah. Yeah. and they tried to blame it on Trump for stirring it up, but it turns out his house was burglarized before Trump ever said anything about Baltimore. So and of course Elijah Cummings, he's not back there often enough to know one way or another. So
of course not.
I thought that was funny. You can't say bad things about
Baltimore.
It's
hysterical.
I'm wondering if it's like a burglary, remember that guy who was storing thousands of dollars in a freezer in his basement? Oh God, Jefferson. Now I can't remember. Yes. I'm wondering if it was like a burglary like that. Like they're trying to move something out of the house.
Or somebody knew he had stuff there.
Yeah.
And went to steal it.
Yeah. Or just all his files are gone.
They knew he wouldn't be there. That'd be my guess. It's just very simple that somebody figured out that that's where Elijah Cummings lives and he's in Washington. He's never there. We run into a microcosm of this with the cabin up in Maine. It's one of those, like, people know that that's a summer place.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's always a problem.
Yeah. They know that, come December, nobody's going to be up there until April.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
I would imagine that it would be the same thing with pretty much any U.S. senator/congressperson.
Yeah. If they bother to have a house that's not in Washington, D.C., then.
Right.
When Congress. Aren't
they supposed to? Isn't that what AOC was complaining about?
It depends on the state.
That's true.
Some states require that they live in their or maintain a residence in their district, and some don't.
Right. So. And you can't do that on only $174,000 a year. You can't have a. Yeah.
If they're all this whole, global warming, the world's going to end in 10 years, like, why don't they all just Skype each other from their home districts? Why don't they just have video conferencing? Right.
Can't have that.
Yep.
Can't stand up in the middle of a room full of people and grandstand on Skype.
You can't take a bribe over Skype, Rita. Come on.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All the fancy cocktail parties.
Yeah, you miss out on all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's why all those people are bitching about having to move to Kansas or wherever the FDA is moving them.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Where?
I got to tell you, I had a nightmare about rats, though.
Oh, yeah.
After I can't remember what day it was, but it was, after the whole Baltimore thing happened. And I remember waking myself up. Like fighting off rats. And I felt bad because the cat got scared and like jumped off the bed. Like, what's happening? But yeah, the rats in Baltimore. And this whole, it's like a knee jerk reaction. No matter what Trump says, they immediately try to tie it to racism.
It's a knee jerk. It's like racism.
It is.
It's a dog whistle. Curse you, white people and your white robots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever considered the possibility that there's a reason other than racism for anything?
No, there isn't.
White cars are symbols of racism.
They try to attach racism to everything. Especially everything that comes out of Trump's mouth. And it only makes me wonder, is Trump getting black support?
Sure he is.
Is he winning over black voters and they're so concerned, like, oh God, we gotta stir up the racism thing. Trump is a racist. Because the numbers are tipping the other way. Oh no. And I think a lot of black people aren't buying it anymore. I think a lot of black people saw the Baltimore thing and said, yeah, Baltimore's a shithole. I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
And the whole Baltimore thing, man, I hate to think that this is like 3D chess.
It is.
Because I don't want to think it's that, because it's like, no, come on. He's not like that smart.
I bet he is.
Well,
he's supposed to have like a 160 IQ or something.
He knows how to push buttons.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and that's the thing. That's all part of like the art of the deal, the negotiations. You know, if you can get under your opponent's skin, you win.
Well, he's also doing that. Go ahead, Jay.
The first person to lose their cool loses in a negotiation because you're not thinking rationally. So he's got a lifetime of pushing people, pushing buttons, and making people lose their concentration. And the media makes it so fucking easy.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is Lucy, and the media is Charlie Brown trying to kick the football. Russia, 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 Mueller, 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 Democratic debate, crickets.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Myra didn't crash the Democratic debate to eat all the crickets.
You know, it's funny because, I keep seeing Trump doing that same thing that Veritas started off doing with the drip, 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 you know, where they, you know, it's like this orchestrated thing. And you can see it happening. He'll say something and everybody will rush and go, oh, but no, racist, that's not true, blah, 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 blah. And then like the next day or even later the same day, he'll release something that is like those very same people saying exactly what he said.
Yep.
You know, yep.
I think personally, you know, Mike.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Say something.
Okay. All right. I think personally, my very favorite part of that whole Baltimore thing was when they went to do the TV, they had the TV reporter on site and they were going to show that, Baltimore's not this rat infested hellhole and there's rats running around in the background. It's like, yes, thank you.
In the middle of the garbage, because you can't do a shot anywhere in Baltimore without garbage being in the shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
This leads me to another thing.
And there was a television show that ran for like 10 years that was all about Baltimore and how bad it was. Yeah. Like,
right. The Wire, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, the garbage thing leads me to another thing, which I was shocked to learn this week. And I really think perhaps this whole Baltimore thing was leading to this point, was that in 2018, Baltimore received, 16 billion with a B.
Not Baltimore, just his district in Baltimore.
Oh, just his district.
Just his district.
Of federal money, correct?
Yeah. $16 billion.
Billion with a B.
Maybe that's what was stolen out of the house.
Yeah, a big chunk.
It could be. We don't know. But in 1 year, billions. Yep.
And people are starting to say.
And the trash is still not getting picked up?
Yep.
Like.
Where did that money go?
Where did it go?
I'm
wondering if this whole Baltimore thing was because he wanted to make that point.
Could be.
In the end.
Yep. And you've got a rep who's more interested in scoring political points and going down and making a big show at the border than taking care of his, he's getting billions for his district. I mean, I guess, he's doing his job and then he's bringing money back, but it's not doing anything to help the district.
It's not doing anything. Yeah.
It's helping him.
So, yeah. I was going to say, I'll bet his net worth is several billion.
And I'm wondering if that's not what Trump is leading to. Like, in a kind of like a, his final point will be all these Democrats that have been running these Democrat districts for so long. And we all know there's Chicago, there's Detroit, there's Baltimore, all these shithole Democrat cities, right?
Yep.
And the same people have been running them for so long, and they've been sucking up so much money, but nothing ever changes, and things just keep getting worse. And I'm wondering if that's not Trump's, like, I mean, because Trump is probably thinking about, you know, 2020 and leading up to the election. And I can bet this will be one of the things that is brought up. What have these Democrats done for you? Except suck up your tax dollars with no result.
Yep. And you vote for them every time. And you haven't made anything any better. You know, there was a...
But Trump has increased... I mean, black unemployment is the lowest it has ever been in history.
He's the worst racist ever.
Worst ever.
He can't even be a racist, right?
So I'm kind of like, you know, I'm just kind of thinking, like, Trump might get the black vote. If he plays it right and does this thing with, like, the Baltimore black city and the Detroit black city and all in Chicago and all the, you know, they're sucking up your money and they're not doing anything for you. But look at black unemployment is super low. And I did that. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just thinking that maybe this is the end game. Because I've always said that the black vote is like the hardest vote to get for Republicans, right?
Oh yeah.
So I'm just putting it out there. Donald Trump, if you need a strategist, you know, I'm available.
Well, the latest poll, when was this? Oh shit, this was not even the latest poll. This was last year. Last year, his support among blacks was like 36%.
Whoa.
So, wonder what it is this month.
And when you figure that Barack Obama won, what, 95% of the black vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's got to terrify them.
I'm sure it does.
36% is a huge chunk.
Which is why they're just pounding on the racist.
Yeah, thing. It's all racist. Everything he does is racist. And
yeah.
You know, so it's a lot like, or not a lot like, but, you know, it's analogous to, you know, he's homophobic, he's this, he's that. And it's like, can you point to anything? Anything? Well, he supported the baker. Like, are you kidding me? And by the way, how's that working out for you, Mr. you have to wax that nice lady's balls, you know?
Yeah.
That sentence alone. Oh, God.
Yeah. Interesting times indeed.
I'll say.
What the hell?
Let's see. What else did
Jay, what are you drinking?
Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
I'm being Alan tonight, just having Diet Coke. No,
I'm having a Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh my gosh. My son has a visceral hatred of Diet Mountain Dew. I don't know why. I think he like opened a can thinking it was regular. And apparently they don't taste anything alike. And he was unhappy. He feels the same way about oatmeal raisin cookies because they're not really cookies.
No, they're not.
They are. He's like,
It's a trail mix bar masquerading as a cookie. Okay, so you would get along well with them then. Well, you're both in the Navy, so.
I am not.
I think Alan needs to fight you now.
Oh, come on. I hand it to you. You know, the Marines are a department of the Navy.
Technically.
You're supposed to say the man. Men's department. Come on.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't care.
You know, Brita, you brought up something in our list of things to talk about that fits in with what we were just talking about the Democrats who encouraged certain staff members to resign.
Yeah.
And
this
that
was kind
fits
of like
right
one of those news stories that wasn't really talked about a whole lot. But I thought it was like, whoa. I read the headline. I was like, whoa. Democrats just purged white party staffers.
Did they get rid of everyone?
Because they were white.
Yes.
I'm not sure if they Simply. Got rid of everyone, but the Democratic Congressional blah, blah, campaign committee is the campaign arm of the House Democrats. They purged half a dozen staffers.
Well, there were only 13 that were white, so.
Well, they were purged because they were white. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Not because they were bad at their job, not because anything happened, but just because, I guess.
It's
somebody complains that not enough staffers were, you know, were minorities.
Even though half of the staffers were not white.
But that's the whole identity politics game. Unless you can check off an extra box, you're of no use to them.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like, you know, the way they did it was cheesy too, because you can't, you know, if somebody came up to you and said, sorry, Jay, we're going to have to let you go. You're white.
Yeah.
Your next call would be to a lawyer and you would win.
Right.
Yeah.
And right. You'd win a lot. So much that you probably never have to work again.
These are true believers though, Alan.
And that's what's weird is in order, you know, think about the kind of person that would work for the Congressional Campaign Committee of the Democrats. You know, they're probably like, oh yeah, oh, I'm sorry, I'm white, you know.
I'm white.
Guilt. Yeah, so of course I'll, you know. And what they do, they got them like some cushy job somewhere.
Yeah. What they did. Well, they were kind of forced to resign. They weren't fired.
Right.
They resigned.
Yeah, well.
It does make you wonder what they would have done if somebody had been like, no, I'm not going to resign.
I think Brady's got the right point, though. I don't think any of these people would have been like, would have done that.
Yeah.
No. Especially since they're getting like cushy jobs, like as a result. Yeah. Right. Okay. The whole thing is weird to me. You know what? I originally, like, I was thinking today, I was like, I've been like doing blogs or podcasting, I'm sorry, since before Barack Obama got elected. I actually was on the air the night Barack Obama got elected. And like looking back, I could have never expected this like level of just insanity. It's like crazy town. Like every headline, like you look at the Babylon Bee and you look at the Onion, you don't know anymore what is real.
Even Snopes doesn't know.
No.
They're fact checking the Babylon Bee.
They're fact checking a parody site. Oh yes. My god.
Right.
Because they can't tell it's satire.
Well, see, I heard an interesting theory on that. They know it's satire, but it's right-leaning satire.
Ah.
And if you get it labeled fake news enough, they get downvoted in their Google rank.
Well, it's already happened on Facebook.
Yep.
So. Yep. Yeah, it's not real satire because it's, you know, it's not left-wing satire.
It's not real satire.
Which is funny because, you know, frankly, is there any left-wing satire? I don't think so.
Well, not funny.
There isn't. What, I can't think of. Is
not
there,
intentional.
Is there any? Yeah, there's any unintentional satire.
I mean, you know, Elijah Cummings' house getting burglarized. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. But I can't think of any. It's like the, you know, it's like the liberals can't meme thing. You know, they just can't because they're so fucking literal about everything.
and butthurt.
Yeah, they can't meme. They, you know, it's like, oh, it's like the oh, I got a perfect thing. So there's this thing going around of Andy, what's his name? The guy that got beat up by Antifa in San Francisco, wherever it was.
I don't know how to pronounce it. NGO.
Yeah.
So he
puts out a thing saying that Antifa is going to protest the border in El Paso in September, and it's popped up a couple of times on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And so Facebook is doing a hoax alert. You know,
a what?
A hoax alert on this, Antifa planning a 10-day September border resistance. And the hoax alert is, and I am not joking about this, fake news. Antifa does not plan border siege in El Paso.
Yes.
No, not true. While several leaning groups have announced a call to action gathering for border resistance in El Paso starting September 1st, the organizers are indigenous and with no indication of Antifa involvement. So it's not false that it's happening. It's false that it's not Antifa. The problem is Antifa refuses to admit they have any membership anywhere for anything. So you can't say, it's not Antifa.
But you can't say it is Antifa.
You can say whatever you want, but the problem is they're not saying false that it's not going to happen. They're saying false that it's not Antifa,
right?
As if some socialist commie group is any different from any other socialist commie group.
You're saying they all look alike, Alan.
It doesn't
actually
matter.
They do, because they're all lily white rich kids.
Yeah,
with
helmets and face masks.
Ironically, the same ones that benefit if student loan debt is forgiven.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, the only problem is that it is Antifa, because it's
I heard Antifa is going to be visiting Texas soon.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, El Paso is just another one of those liberal shithole cities. So, I mean, it's not as bad.
But I thought that's where I thought that's where Pace Salsa came from. So it's like real Texas.
It's also where Beto comes from. So.
You mean Robert Francis?
Yeah.
He's not doing well in the debates. Bless his heart.
I thought he'd given up. Oh, no, that's Duke Nukem. I'm sorry.
How many people?
He was saying that he would be able to beat Trump nationwide. It's like in Texas.
Yeah.
You couldn't beat Cruz in your own state, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With millions of and millions of outside money.
Right.
In an off-year election where Cruz hardly campaigned at all. Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, so anyway, liberals can't meme. They can't satire. They can't, it's... Everything's literal and black and white to those people. Black and white.
I just saw a thing pop up in my Facebook feed talking about like memes and trolling. Aww. Have you seen the thing about Donald Trump's straws?
No.
You have.
What?
Okay. Donald J. Trump, the official Facebook page, not just, but the other day posted something about official Trump straws. It says, make straws great again. Liberal paper straws don't work. No, stand with President Trump and get your pack of recyclable Trump straws today. Only $15 for a pack of 10 straws. Because the whole straw, plastic straw thing.
They've been marketing these like reusable metal straw things, right?
Yeah.
Except people have been like impaling themselves on them. And somebody even had one go through their eye into their head or something.
Oh, I mean, my God.
Yeah.
What?
It's like, it's crazy. It's like you, you
oh
know,
my God.
Plus the whole straw thing is just ridiculous. I mean, the, you know, the whole, oh, plastic waste in the ocean. Come on. Okay. So, I feel like I'm getting spun up into a rant. You know, all that plastic waste in the ocean doesn't come from the U.S. except that we ship all these, you know, all this recycling bullshit that's been going on for a few decades. You know where that recycling used to go?
China.
China. You know what the Chinese did with it?
Put it.
Were they ocean. Burnt it,
yeah,
they
dumped it.
Oh.
But now they're not taking our recycling anymore. So you know where it goes now? It goes in the same landfill with everything else. Because unless somebody's willing to pay you for it, it's not worth recycling. Aluminum cans? Yes. Plastic and bullshit? No.
Yep.
Nobody wants that crap. And it's cheaper to put it in landfills anyway. You know, what's the carbon footprint of a boatload of plastic going to China and then getting burned in incinerators or dumped into the ocean? Because it's not, contrary to popular belief, it doesn't get chopped up and reused into other things.
Yeah. But all those videos showed me, Alan, are you saying that they lied to me?
Yes.
Lied to me about recycling
because it's
inconceivable.
Because it's what they do. You know, it's the same thing with those wind turbines that can't generate enough electricity to ever pay for them getting built. The only reason work is because of government subsidies and tax benefits and all that kind of crap.
Use the correct terminology. What? They're bird Cuisinarts.
Yeah, that's right. They are. Yeah. Forget DDT. Let's put up a bunch of wind farms. That'll kill some eagles.
Giant spinning blades of death. Yeah. Hey, Condor, we can't kill mosquitoes because it makes your eggs shell thin. Yeah. But here, we're going to put giant spinning razor blades up by your house. Yeah. Don't fly into them.
Yeah, great.
I'm telling you, they should have the solar panel farms right under the windmills. That way, at least when the birds hit the windmill and get chopped up, they fall onto the solar panels and they get cooked. Done. Kentucky Fried Chicken right there.
Oh my God, Jay.
Who wouldn't want to start their own franchise of eagle filet? Huh?
It might
Condor
be pretty good.
Filet?
You know, if eagles were raised for, you know, human consumption, they wouldn't be endangered.
That's right. We're allowed to hunt them.
You know, it's not like we have a turkey shortage or a chicken shortage or anything like that. Just saying.
Cows.
Yeah, cows. Not endangered.
So I still have to go back to the why is leather so expensive? It's not like cows are hard to get. Yeah, like you understand, like, you know, why fur, you know, mink and ermine, and, you know, it's expensive because they're small and it takes, you know, skill to trap them. And cows just stand there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kill a cow with a brick.
Yeah, I think it's just the tanning process.
I'm sure it's the process.
But you're right. Yeah, leather's not like leather's hard to come by. I wonder what they do with all that. I wonder if there's, you know, because, you know, you see, you know, there's leather furniture, there's leather car seats, you know, leather jackets kind of aren't in style anymore, but, you know, people still have them. But, you know, I kind of have to wonder, you know, given the amount of steaks that people consume and, you know, hamburger and stuff like that, I wonder if there's like a balance between the cow skin, you know, leather production, or whether a lot of that just gets like thrown away or something, you know. I don't know
how that works.
Well, I mean, if there's no, you know, there's a certain amount of, you know, there's a certain a certain demand for leather, for, you know, tanned leather for stuff. And if the production of cows exceeds that demand, what do they do with the leather cow skin they can't sell?
Dog food?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Dog food? Like
dog food, whatever. Know. Yeah. Feed it to pigs. I don't know what they do with it.
I would imagine cows? they raise the price and then there's no longer a problem. This is where the free market works, Alan.
You don't just get to raise the price. Then you sell less.
But if they want more leather than beef, you just raise the price to leather. That's where all those Nagas go. Jeez, Alan, don't you know nothing?
Free the Nagas.
That's right. Those poor Nagas.
And their hides.
Gave their lives for the millions, seat covers in your 1978 Dodge Magnum.
Millions of Nagas died for these car seats.
The 1970s nearly wiped the Nagas out.
Oh man. Well, my question has always been, like, what, you know, those everybody eats boneless, skinless chicken breasts, right?
Right.
Where does the skin go?
Where does the skin go? Because it's fucking delicious.
Dog food. Oh, you know what? They should make package like chicken skins.
It should be like chips.
Yeah, they should.
And you could just like deep fry. Oh yeah, Jay, that's right. Oh my God.
It should be like
pork rinds, right? Like packaged fried chicken skins. You can just open up a bag and start eating it. Chick-fil-A.
Man. If you guys are listening to the Score Report, this is $1 million idea. All I want is a 55-gallon drum of the damn Chick-fil-A sauce. That's all I'm asking. Yeah, freaking, they put cocaine in that shit. I swear to God.
Great chicken skin chips.
I don't know what's in there, but yeah, you're right. It's so good. Chicken skins. They're delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Chicken skins. You
know that one recipe I always make, the braised chicken thighs? You take chicken thighs, you put all sorts of spices on and under the skin, and then you put it in a roasting dish, and you fill up the bottom of the roasting dish with liquid, like chicken broth or whatever the fuck you want. But you don't cover the skin. You only cover the meat. You leave the skin on top, like, uncovered. And you cook it until the skin is, like, super, super crispy. And the chicken thighs are, like, fall apart, luscious, delicious chicken thighs. But the skin is so good that when I usually make a whole, like, giant pan of this recipe. And the skin is so good that we eat all the skin first. Because you don't want to let it get squidgy, right? You don't want to let it get like soft or uncrispy. You have to eat it all first. Don't let the skin go to waste. It's delicious.
Okay, now, Brita.
Yes?
You know how you do candied bacon?
Yes.
Could you do
chicken skin?
Yeah. You saw where I was going with that.
You know what would be really good? Like maple flavor with chicken.
Ooh. Yes.
Right?
You are not wrong. You are not wrong. Now I'm hungry. Damn it.
How do I go about this? Actually, I got a message on Facebook today. Somebody was asking me for my pig candy recipe.
Awesome.
And this is like the Wayback Machine, I think. And it's still up on my blog if anybody wants to make pig candy. It's super delicious. It's from 2008.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dang. Anyway, maybe I'll put the link in the Score Report page.
There you go.
Anyway. Yeah, but chicken skin candy. It needs a better chicken name than that, though.
Oh, yeah.
I got the, it's the, you did the post sweet meat. Back in September 2008. I'll put a link to it in the post.
Okay.
I made that before. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me.
Mm. Wonder how that would work with chicken skin.
You have to do it quickly, good? I think, because Brandon's got a point. If it sits too long, it just gets that.
Well, you have to eat it right
away.
Yeah,
you got to eat it right away.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not yes. like the pig.
And I think one of the things is, like, you would have to put the skin on, like, a rack so that the fat can drain off.
Oh, yeah, you could. Well, yeah, you could just put it in your deep roasting pan on a rack and put the skin on the rack and then just,
yeah.
like, you know, let it. Basically, let it bake until it's crispy.
What if could you make it jerky? Chicken skin jerky.
There's a lot of fat.
But that,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think spiced candied chicken skin probably would be pretty good. But it needs a catchy name. Candied yes. chicken skin does not. Sound good.
Candy cluckers?
call it what the cluck.
What the cluck. I think we have the name of the episode, what the cluck.
If we named episodes, that would be it.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like that's my claim to fame, though. That one quote and then pig candy.
September 7th, 2008.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Almost
Although there that was
ago.
That one weekend, there was the one weekend of the bacon waffles, and that was significant for my blog. Kind of went viral.
Was that the dig?
Yes, one? It was the dig thing, and I freaked out because I was getting like 40,000 views in one weekend. And I was Yikes. Spazzing out. I was wanting to delete my entire blog.
It's been so long. Like, people are probably going, dig. What the hell, dig?
Dig. Yeah, I know. MySpace.
Remember when dig was a thing?
Remember when Alta Vista? What was I just watching? What was I just watching where it had, Captain Marvel. She went back to like 1995.
Yeah, it was.
And and she was using like Alta Vista to search the internet. It was. I laughed and laughed at that part. I was like, "Oh my god!"
And she fell through the roof of a Blockbuster.
Yes.
And that's when I started. That's when I was having a discussion with Alana because we were watching that, and she fell through a Blockbuster, and I was like, "You probably don't even remember Blockbusters, do you?" And she looked at me like, "What?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, you used to go in and get rent movies on videotape," and she's just looking at me like I'm insane.
Yep. Because as far as our kids know, movies have always been available instantly on your television.
Yeah. I saw a funny meme this past week, and it was like, I told an 18-year-old that once upon a time you'd get Netflix in the mail, and he looked at me like he thought I was lying.
I remember
that. Yeah. You get the red envelope in the mail. Come on.
That was great.
I think they still have that service.
Do they?
Oh. I think so. Wow. Yeah.
Actual DVDs. I don't know. You know, CDs were around a long time. And then they're basically over. I mean, you know, some people still have them, but you know, just like some people still have vinyl or cassette tapes and stuff, but you know, as a, you know, like, you know, go try to buy a DVD player.
Physical,
somewhere.
I think physical media in general,
yeah,
is pretty much gone. You can get you don't get DVD players, you get Blu-ray players. But.
Right, that's what I mean. You can't buy like a regular DVD player and blue. You know, I never owned a Blu-ray player. I had a DVD player, and you know, I had a DVD player for a long time. But by the time I was getting Netflix, it was so much easier just to rip the movie to a file and then watch it, you know, on my TV from my media server. I never had the DVD player actually hooked up to the TV, and then I never had a Blu-ray at all.
Well, they're coming out with like four HD or 4D or some sort of new disc format where you're going to have to buy like a whole new player for it.
That's
and
not going to work. Nobody's going
to. Yeah, it's no. It's I think it's the last attempt to get money, you know.
It's physical media. When you can buy a terabyte hard drive for what, $50
or less.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
And you know, with this, streaming. By the way,
squirrels, I'll put this out there because y'all have not done me wrong. If there's a good brand of portable hard drive that you recommend, I would love to hear it because we are in the process of replacing our 8-year-old computer. So I want to have all of my files in one spot.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it beats having it in like 15 little drives.
Oh. Yeah, but you gotta back them up somewhere, man.
Yes, that's the whole point. I would like to back them up to a hard drive.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I back them up to a local hard drive, my NAS, and an encrypted file on AWS.
God forbid Alan loses any cat photos.
That's right, damn it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's it depends on what you're going to use this for. Is it strictly backup or is it?
Well, it'd be ongoing. Yeah,
it's backup. You're not going to be like it's not going to be like your main drive you're accessing it from. You're just using it to back up your stuff, right?
True. Yes.
Okay. Well, in that case, almost any I'd skip a spinny drive and just almost any solid state drive will work fine for that.
Because we have 21 years of pictures, digitally.
But I also recommend don't rely on one place. If you only have backed up in one place, then solid state drives can still die. And they
already have one. What the hell is it? Seagate drive, terabyte drive. And what I want to do is back everything up onto that.
Yeah.
And then back everything up onto the new one.
Okay.
And then just swap back and forth.
Yeah, just go on Amazon. I think I got what's the last one I got? Let's see. I got one that's a Thunderbolt because I needed to use it for accessing like photo and video editing and stuff. But it's a Sabrent Rocket, Sabrent Rocket, 1 terabyte Thunderbolt 3 SSD, and it's a few hundred dollars. But
no, that's not.
You can get cheap, like if you just want it for backup. Any cheap SSD, external drive won't fine.
Ah, why anyway? I want one that just plugs in. I don't want it to join the network. I just want to plug it in.
Yep.
You've come to the right place, Jay.
Yeah. That's, I figured,
Actually, if you mention it in the score report group, you'll probably get all kinds of internerds telling you what to get.
Well, it's more like I got a insert name here drive and it died within 30 days. I just was like, who do I avoid? By the way, MDev managed to shame me into getting a new phone, so I figured,
Good.
No. It was overdue, and it was one of those, like, even if I could have, gone to like an Apple store and have them say, "Oh, we'll replace it with another iPhone 6," I'm like, if I got to go through the hassle of porting everything over and doing all that bullshit, I'm going to do it to a new phone.
One that'll last a few years.
Yeah, exactly. A current generation phone, not one that's, 6 years old at this point. 6 or 7. 5 or 6, I'm sorry.
Haven't you been thinking about getting a new phone, Brita?
I have.
And you got the
10R is very nice.
They're all too big. Nothing will fit in my pocket.
That's because you got.
Well, nothing fits in women's pockets anyway.
It just, I have the iPhone SE right now, and I've had it for years and years, and I like it because it works and it fits my pocket.
Yeah, but it's about to be unsupported by Apple.
I know that, and I'm panicking. I'm like, everything, every other phone on the market is too big for me.
Get the foldable one. That works so
well. What? No. Maybe I'll just go and get a flip phone.
Is it?
I don't need to take photos or make text messages.
Yeah, you do.
I reached the point where I gave in. I was like, yeah, I know I need this. So
that's all you use your phone for is text messages and photos.
I don't need to play Scrabble or look at Instagram
yeah.
and shop on Amazon. Uh-huh. I don't need those things. Track my period. I don't need that either.
Alrighty then.
I wonder how long before they stop calling them phones.
Yeah.
You know, because phones.
Nobody's taking portable phone calls anymore.
Phones is such a small part of what it does. It's like, oh yeah, it does phone too. But we still say dial, so we'll probably be calling them phones for the next 100 years.
Well, you know what? When people still say call me, they still do the like little pinky finger thumb thing to their head.
You're holding up. Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, it's because holding up your hand like flat, like in mimicking a phone and putting it up to your ear. Why are you knifing into your ear? Weird.
Millennials are probably looking at you going, what are you doing?
That's Hank.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you from Hawaii?
My daughter has never, as far as I know, my daughter's never talked on a phone that wasn't a mobile phone.
Wow. Jeez.
We keep a couple plug-in phones in the house.
I'll have to ask her that.
Just because.
She's never used like a phone that wasn't a mobile phone.
Speaking of millennials and those younger than millennials, I saw a thing online where somebody had posted about Stranger Things, where they didn't understand what that room was with the red light, where he was like putting the pictures on paper, and they didn't understand why was this red room involved in photography. Like, they had no idea.
Yep.
Oh my God. That was hilarious.
And I was just like, really? Like, you know, I've never used a quill and ink to write.
Yeah.
But if I see it in a movie, I know what they're doing.
Yeah, but you're not a millennial either.
Yes. I've never hunted with a flintlock rifle, but I know how they operate.
Right.
Yet again, you're not a millennial. Don't forget, millennials are the least educated generation we've had since people started going to school.
I'll say. It's shocking. Fellas.
But they know how to meme, unlike Democrats.
Some of them do. Hey, look
their
at that.
Meme game. Their meme game is on fleek.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Yeeted the median.
We've spent an hour.
Yeah, we have.
There we are. We have
Jay will not be here next week.
That's right. I will not be. I will be out in Minnesota.
So we don't know what we're doing. Do they have any like culinary?
Trying to avoid cheese curds.
Cheese curds in Minnesota? I thought that was Wisconsin. Like,
Lutefisk. Yeah, cheese curds is Wisconsin. But I'm sorry, Wisconsin.
So what do they have in Minnesota?
Lutefisk, isn't it?
Were you going to Minnesota?
Anoka, federal ammunition.
Oh, okay. I've been to like Minneapolis.
I get to see where ammo is born. Yeah, flying into Minneapolis.
Isn't that where they
Swedish
have that,
meatballs?
Isn't that where they have that giant mall?
Mall of America. Yeah, I think so.
I've been to that.
Are malls even a thing anymore? I thought Amazon killed them.
No,
Amazon drove a stake to the heart of the mall.
Some are still around. You know, like the old people still like to go to malls.
Yeah. Well, you can walk in it when it's raining out. So.
Yes.
Old people and rich people.
Yeah.
Every mall that is still a happening place in the Cleveland area is like really upscale.
Yeah.
Hoity-toity. It's like people go there on the weekend. They like to spend money, and it's like their playground, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go to the mall, buy things. Yes, Jay, Lutefisk.
Yeah, the middle class.
Lutefisk.
The middle class malls have all died and gone away. I read a thing saying that they're turning a lot of malls into like medical centers where they're like, you know, having like doctor's offices and stuff like that.
Mm.
So, or they're just becoming what those like urban explorer playgrounds.
Our malls have been turned into Amazon warehouses.
Hey, that's an idea. Yeah.
Which I'm all for.
Or I always thought it'd be cool if this would be a great thing for a mall if liability wasn't such an issue. Is you could have a mall and you could get like old police cruisers.
No.
And let people drive them through the mall like Blues Brothers.
About to say, I think I've seen that movie.
If you're gonna tear it down anyway, right? You know.
Absolutely.
Have fun. Be great. All
right. Well, we're done. Well,
two-thirds of us will be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
66, stay safe. You'll have 66%. Thank you. I'm actually on a direct flight, which makes me just insanely happy.
Yes.
I'm like, yay! Good. Less chance to crash. Yay!
Yay!
And it's not on a 737 MAX, so you're good there.
No, I'm on. Actually, no, I'm on an Embraer. Made in Brazil. It's a little plane. It's very cute. It's like a flying bus.
Oh, yeah, I've been on those.
Minnesota.
All right, well,
thank you.
It's only what?
It should be interesting. The plane only has two seats on either side of the aisle, which is really nice because you don't have the middle seat. I don't like the middle seat. I stay away. I'll take the aisle. I'll take getting banged in the shoulder with the cart 50 times.
I've been on the ones that are so small, there's only one seat on either side of the aisle.
I've been on a few of those, too. That's really nice because you have the aisle and the window. I'll roll
the window. Here's the problem. I know we're way over, but, you know, it's, you know where the way the pilot thing works is that, like, when you graduate from pilot school, you get a job, and your job is at these little. You're flying the teeny planes for the teeny little regional carriers.
Yep.
And you know, as you get older and work your way up, eventually you're flying, you know, the big, you know, jumbo jets on the international routes. That's how pilot seniority works. The problem I have is when you get on those teeny planes, the guy flying the plane looks like he's in fucking high school.
You are not wrong.
And I'm like, seriously, what the fuck? You know,
safer than cars.
Yeah, sure, but still, I mean, damn. I
Alan, have you seen a police officer recently?
Yeah, I know. They all look like they're in fucking high school too. I know.
I like. Oh my goodness! Does your mom know you're doing this?
I can't. Is this the new police explorers?
I know. Are you doing a ride along, young man? Are you being scared straight? Is that what's going on? Did you do something bad? Were you naughty?
Damn. That's how you know you're getting old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You damn kid. Don't yell at the cop to get off your lawn. Unless he actually is on your lawn. Ask him.
And don't have a gun in your hand when you do it either. All right.
Okay. We're done. All right. Everybody.
On that note, folks. Night, y'all.
Bye.